Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The second hour of Sabres Live, as promised, comes with Joe Yurden joining us on set here at the Wynn as we inch closer to the start of the draft, which happens at 7 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. What, Joe, are you expecting Sabres to do?
Would it be a cop-out to say I'm expecting the unexpected?
Which, if the unexpected is them to pick the pick, then you're going to say, well, maybe the trade is the unexpected.
I like the lead-in here. This is good. This is a good hook.
Well, the trade yesterday, I know people online were getting mad about it. I'm like,
shocker.
I know.
Shocker.
Crazy. I like the idea. I think trading down is always a good idea because, you know, if you think you can, I mean, if they're going to hold at 14, which maybe they will, maybe they won't. But if you're going to hold there and you believe you can get the guy that you're looking, you've identified probably about five guys that you want. Mm-hmm. And if you think, well, it's a wide open draft after what, pick 5, 6?
Yep.
One of those guys is going to be there. And if we move down, we're probably still going to be able to get that guy. So add another pick that maybe we can use either 14 or the second round pick to maybe acquire somebody for your top six from somewhere else to make a trade. If not, you've got more picks, you've got more guys. Like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It gives you a lot of, you know, like malleability with what you can do in the draft. But I mean, it's a wide open bag. We're all of us are going to be sitting there tonight at Sphere just going like, okay, like, you know, picks are going to click down. You're like, okay, are they picking or is this going to go somewhere else? Is there a trade cooking? Like, it's going to be fascinating.
So the interesting thing for me is that you look at all the trades that have happened, right? Markstrom, mm-hmm. Pierre-Luc Dubois, a trade we never thought would happen. Even Mangiapane was a second rounder, right? Mm-hmm. Duffer, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. So if the Sabres don't trade for a top six forward in the first round, mm-hmm. if they don't use the fourth, that doesn't mean they won't get it done, because I feel like the price to pay for trades right now has not been really high. Mm-hmm. Like, it's correct. Not like Ottawa didn't pay crazy amount for Allmark. No. New Jersey didn't pay crazy amount for Markstrom. It hasn't been like that. So mm-hmm. Expect the unexpected may be that everybody wants the pick to be traded. Mm-hmm. Well, they may make the pick, but still get the trade done mm-hmm. because the prices are not that high.
Yeah, and that's the interesting. The Markstrom trade was fascinating because all we heard about was like, well, the Devils want to move their pick. They'll trade 10. They'll do that. And they didn't trade 10 for Markstrom.
Yeah.
Okay. Ottawa says, well, we'll trade our pick. We'll get out. We'll trade 7. We'll do that. You can give up 7 for Ullmark. So, you know, they traded another first-round pick, and so did the
25,
Devils.
25, right?
Devils and 25, I think, was, the Ottawa pick is, like, lower in the first round. But you're talking about, like, well, this is the price, but the price can be skewed, you know? Yeah. Like, you say, well, we don't want to give this one up. Maybe we do. I don't know. But maybe it's like the lure of like, well, we were looking to move a first, and that gets you to the table and say like, okay, we want your first. We're like, well, actually, how about the first next year or the year after? You know, you're talking about like just kind of lure somebody into the table, get them in, get them talking. Because obviously if they want to come to you and say, hey, we got a guy and maybe you're interested and you want to make that trade, okay. But then once you've got them hooked, it's like, okay, let's do this. Let's get this on the terms we really want.
Do you have your own internal list of trade targets that you think the Sabres should be pursuing? And this is, you know, it's challenging based on what we know through our friends at Cap Friendly and, you know, the restrictions, the no movements, the no trade lists. Mm-hmm. You don't know the entire details, but obviously we know, and we've heard it from Kevin Adams too, you know, some things that can work against them and players wanting to come here. But do you have some trade targets in mind?
The biggest one in my head that I think is the home run guy, I think it's Pavel Buchnevich in St. Louis.
Wow. Yep.
If I'm shooting for the moon, and if I'm saying, like, all right, this is the guy we're going to get, because, you know, whatever happens with Skinner, like, we'll find out. But but if you're looking for that absolute top six guy that can score, guy that can get it done, guy that you know can perform, Buchnevich is such a perfect pick. And that's a very funky situation because, you know, he's going into the last year of a contract. St. Louis loves him. You know, there's all that kind of stuff. But, like, if you trade for him, I mean, I think Kevin's made it so that he's not going to get worked over in a trade. Mm-hmm. But, like, he the price would make sense if you're going to go for a guy like that. And obviously it has to make sense for St. Louis as well. But if you're looking for a guy that you can maybe put next to Thompson and Tuck or put with Cousins and Quinn, either way, that guy's a home run for me. Like, hands down, home run. That's, if you're going to shoot for the moon, that's the guy I think you go for. But that's been like the pipe dream for me in thinking this, because when the talk sort of kicked up last season that St. Louis, maybe we might move him, just throw down the gauntlet, go get him.
So this or that, do you think it's more likely they find a top six fit through a trade, like a Buchnevich, like a Marty Natchez, like a Nick Ehlers, like a whatever, right? Or through free agency, and we have to wait until Monday, July 1, to see the Sabres filling that need in the top six forward?
I think that debate is more, are you more comfortable giving up picks, prospects to get that top six guy? Or are you comfortable with paying maybe an uncomfortable amount of money?
Yeah.
To get that guy, you know, that to me is where that debate sits, and I think the Sabres sit at a point of strength, certainly on picks and prospects. Like they, you know, Kevin said, you know, we're good with where our prospect depth is at. We're happy with that. You know, we have the ability to move guys if we want to. Like, great. The money side of things, like, I mean, you've got kind of like your own internal like bar set for what you're paying. You know, what you're paying Power, what you're paying Dolan, what you're paying Thompson, what you're paying Cousins. Do you, I mean, I'm assuming you probably have to go over that to get somebody that is maybe top six worthy for that role. Like, I mean,
you know. Well, Skinner's at 9, so like there's somebody above that, but it was prior.
Right.
But still, you could say, okay, 7 million or 7.2 or whatever it is with Thompson and Cousins is not the our top.
Right.
Dahlin is in another level, but you're right. I think that, you know, the abundance of picks and prospect to me feels more like a currency to use to get that top six than to go to July 1 and say we're actually using real dollars.
Right.
But it could be a different story in their meeting room. I don't know. But yeah. I like that approach.
It's the thought that, I mean, free agency hasn't exactly been kind to Buffalo over the years. You know, certain things have happened that made it seem worse. Other things were just didn't work. Mm-hmm. It's risky to do that just because you're talking about guys that are 27, 28, 29 years old, however old they are, or, you know, if you want to go old pipe dreams, born new again with Stephen Stamkos, it's a guy that's 34 who still can perform, but you're paying a big price for that guy. And the age cliff, the you know, the 30-year-old cliff is right there, and you don't know if they're going to go blasting past it and still be great for, you know, up to like Stamkos till he's 34, 35.
Or Kane.
Yeah, right, like a guy like that.
Or Marchessault.
Okay, so we got three guys right there. So, but like, you don't know if they're going to be a guy that's going to, you know, be great beyond that, or if once age 30 hits, it's toast. Yeah. You know, and that's the risk. You know, that's the risk of free agency. But if you go in with that mindset where it's like, well, it's just money, we got to make this better. Okay, you can do that. I mean, they got the cap space.
We are in a risk-reward business, and the Vegas Golden Knights have shown that, and the Florida Panthers have shown that, and a lot of teams that have won have shown that. Now, I get it. You have to put your chips in the middle of the table, and sometimes it's a little scary, but it definitely could pay big dividends at the end of the day. So,
what do you think's harder for, and this is for both of you, for the general manager? To convince a player currently under contract to waive a no move or no trade to come to Buffalo, or to compete on July 1st, free agency wise, and convince somebody to sign with Buffalo.
I thought you were going to say, what's harder, to convince somebody to waive their no trade to come to Buffalo, or convince somebody that has a no trade or no move in Buffalo to accept a trade somewhere that's maybe not as desirable, i.e.
Jeff Skinner.
Just
the other. Here we go.
You know, like, but that's the same conversation. Mm-hmm. I think we talk about it in Buffalo often. Do players want to come to Buffalo? There's many reasons why people would or would not want to come to Buffalo. But the same thing now we're experiencing with, obviously, Jeff Skinner is that, well, there's many reasons why you would or would not want to go to Minnesota or Chicago or San Jose or Calgary or, you know, Florida or whatever. Mm-hmm. There is. So I personally think that if you – it's probably easier to get somebody as a free agent because you can say, man, guy's got the free agency, you had a – you know, what's another $500,000, really? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know, but that makes a difference in your thinking. Mm-hmm. The guy that you trade for already has his contract all set. Nothing in that pocketbook is going to change.
Yet the team dynamic where that player is may have changed unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he's now got a fresh outlook on, what might be a better option for me right now, despite the contract that I'm currently under, right? Yeah.
We had that conversation with Craig Button about Nazem Kadri, Blake Coleman, and the Calgary Flames, and they signed there thinking they're going to compete, and
but
now
even,
they're complete.
Even, like, to Joe's point with Buchnevich being at the top of his list, well, he's got a 12-team no trade, right? But maybe he's a little unsure about where St. Louis is at right now, right? He could.
He could very well.
Right? And he also knows he's a year away from UFA, so I don't know. What do you think's the most likely shakeup of this team? Trade UFA?
I think money can cure all ills. Like that can make sure that if a guy's unsure and be like, well, how about another million a year to make sure you're sure? Then it's like, okay, we can do that. If it's a guy with a no move though, you need a little bit more. You need a little bit more of a salesman pitch for that, because if it's a top six guy, you're saying like, okay, Tage Thompson and Alex Tuch, do you want to play on the wing with them, and I don't know, maybe score a ton of goals and go crazy, and then it'll be, you know, everything will work itself out. Or you want to play with Dylan Cousins and Jack Quinn and mix it up and become like another offensive force here. I think that's, you got to kind of politic for it a little bit more.
Yeah.
When it's a no trade situation, but I don't even know if you get to even have that conversation with a guy in that spot. I guess maybe you have to have it with the agent to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. Let them know this is what the possibility is. But, I mean, you know, free agency is easy. I mean, you're competing with everybody else. It's a hostile conversation. It's just one-on-one if it's a trade. But I think it's easier for free agency, but it requires a deft hand for a trade. So it's tough.
I'm going to do exactly what you just did, Duffer. I'm going to say this question is to the both of you guys. Okay. Rank them in order 1, 2, 3. The three RFAs the Sabres have right now that will possibly get qualifying offer: Peyton Krebs, Henry Jokiharju, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Who signs first? Who signs second? And who signs third? And also, maybe added bonus, which one will be the hardest to get done? It may happen first, but which one do you think will be like the, oh, this is going to be a tough contract for the Sabres to get to that number?
I think Uko is going to be the toughest.
Okay.
Because it's goaltending, A, that's tricky. There's, you know, the recent, most recent year makes him say, like, all right, well, you got to pay me now. Like, let's go. But then there's also Devon Levi lurking in the back, like, waiting in the background. And I don't know if you want to, like, commit the year. I mean, you can go short term, go 3 years and say, like, okay, but you're walking him to free agency, like, the whole thing. Like, that's a worry. So I think that's a much harder contract to get done, get right. I think the terms are easier, but I think it's a harder one to get done team-wise, just thinking like, okay, where, you know, what's going on in the future. With Peyton, I think Peyton's the easiest to get done just because, you know, the numbers don't stick out. What his role is going to be is still, I mean, it's kind of unknown a little bit. But I think you just know like this is going to be an easier deal to get done. Joki Haru, I think that's a straight up one to be done. But where does he fit on the team right now?
He's a top four, right?
He's a top four. But I mean, I love Henry. I think he's a great player. I just don't know how you set up your defense with Henry especially if you're talking Samuelson, Byram, Dully, and Power are your top four, and then you've got Clifton, and then okay. Well, we got righty-righty here on the third pair, and neither of those guys really like to play on the left side. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's
that almost feels like it's more like Darlene Power, Byram, Joki Haru, Samuelson, Clifton. So now if you're looking that way, Henry said, I'm a top four. Let's see what that contract looks like, right? But maybe on the depth chart is more of a five, but he's playing top four. Mm-hmm. It's a little tricky when it comes to Henry. What do you think? Who's the...
Exactly what he said.
Okay, Link Gates over there. He's
glad to help you out, Duffer.
I was telling a story Craig Button told us the other night about how Link Gates, when drafted by the Minnesota North Stars, we all know the story. Modano gets the first overall pick. They draft Link Gates in the second round because he was the tough guy to protect Modano, and they should have drafted a lawyer in the third round to bail out Link Gates. But Kevin Cheveldayoff, the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets, was in a players' meeting at the draft, and he was well-spoken, and they asked him a question, and he went on a 10-minute answer. And right next to him was Link Gates, and they said, Link Gates, same question to you. He goes, everything that guy just said.
So thank you for putting it on a
tee
for me.
Yes. You're welcome. I'm glad to help.
I was waiting for 5 minutes to get to that culmination, so... Yeah,
that's the easy out. That's the easy out.
Yeah, but it's also very logical, I think, thinking that Krebs is going to get done because there's really no reason for it not to get done. I think Joki Haru, you get the deal, and I hope he's part of it moving forward because I still think he's a valuable asset within the group of six. And Luukkonen, it's more because what is the marketplace right now for a goaltender with his number of games played and the upswing that he was on in the second half of last year? He should feel very confident in his abilities, but like any player, they should also recognize their place with their current team and what's around them and all of it. So, what is your...
We have a trade to announce.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. The Montreal Canadiens have traded their, let me get it right, their 26th, 57th, and 198th pick this year for the Kings 21st overall. So it's another...
Is that a three for one?
Three for one. Okay. 26, 57, and 198 to move up five to the 21st pick. The LA Kings get three picks in return. Well, a first-round pick and two later. So that's the kind of trades we're getting. I was so confused when Chicago made that.
And the Islanders
made that trade, right? It was like a swap or whatever, and it feels like it has more of a football putting values to pick. Like the 11th pick is worth this much points, and the 14th is what's. Mm. But if we had a 42, we can swap it. Can we get value there? Yeah. Feels like we've seen those trades out. The Sabres made one.
I'm going to do rapid fire with you here before we let you go.
Okay.
What do you think? So it's like thumbs up, thumbs down kind of thing, but keep in mind the radio audience, so verbalize it, please.
Okay.
Saros deal in Nashville.
I think it's thumbs up.
Okay.
But what are they going to do with Askarov?
That's
the only question with that.
He's still an asset. That's the nice thing.
Yes.
Mangiapane to the Capitals.
I think that's a big thumbs up. That's a deal I wish Buffalo had done.
Tyler Myers, 3-year deal in Vancouver.
3 years, $9 million? That's fine. That's totally fine. He's been solid.
That's pretty cheap.
Your thumbs are well positioned.
Well, I'm a positive guy.
I know where you're going. The next one, if you stay in Vancouver, that's
I'm not.
Two
I'm going to skip. Where's how do I phrase this in thumbs up, thumbs down? Jake DeBrusk staying in Boston?
Is he getting paid? Is he getting paid well? If not, then I mean, it's great for Boston. I don't know. I think Jake could get paid elsewhere.
Thumbs down. He's going somewhere else.
Capo Caco remain a Ranger through this weekend?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down?
That's a thumbs down.
Do the St. Louis Blues finally uncluster their logjam of contracts on the blue line?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This weekend.
Thumbs up.
Ooh. Well, see, that will be an interesting move if it does happen.
Does Jake Guentzel sign with the Carolina Hurricanes?
Thumbs down.
Okay. Ooh. Well, where is he going? That's not a thumbs question.
I think Vancouver is.
You can point
spot.
Though. You can use a different digit and head. Head west, young man.
Where's west?
Which way's west? Yeah, which way's
north,
west from here?
North, west from here. But yes.
Thank you. Give a quick plug to where people can find your work this weekend.
Absolutely. You can find lots of draft stuff at Bleacher Report, NotedHockey.com as well, the Maintenance Day podcast with Lance Sosowski. We'll be doing some stuff too, so lots to find me.
Maintenance appreciate, Day, that's a great night.
Appreciate you swinging it. By as always, Joe.
Lance is a smart guy.
You could have taken the credit for
I could have. I chose not to. I'm a good partner.
Absolutely. I know that feeling well. I have a good partner here, yeah. too. Sabres Live continues with a special Sabres alumni guest right after this. From Vegas at the Wynn for the draft.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hour two of Sabres Live from the Wynn. The draft in Vegas continues, and we are all about the class of 1995.
You're part of that class.
Part of that class. Thank you.
His first draft that he worked.
My first draft that I worked, and these two guys next to me, Marty Baron, Jay McKee, one of them went higher in round one.
Yeah.
Marty?
That wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Well, the Sabres, how about this? Did you think you were getting picked when they made the trade? Like, they traded McGillney to Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then they got, what was it, the, where were you?
14th.
14th, yeah.
They got the 14th pick. Their original pick was 16th. Mm-hmm. So, and did you think, oh, well, that's me.
I thought they were taking Marty Baron.
Well, I thought I was going way earlier.
Yeah. I'll give you a quick story, actually. You know how, you know, back then, right before a player's draft in the first round, all the cameras run up,
yeah.
right? So you kind of know if you're going next. Kyle MacLaren went 10th overall to Boston.
Yes.
And whoever looked at the sheet, MacLaren was right next to McKee, right? So they messed something up, and all the cameras came over and were in my face for the 10th pick.
Oh, no.
So I tapped my dad and said, well, it looks like I'm going to Boston, Dad. You know, Boston Bruins like to select Kyle MacLaren. Right back down. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so somebody made a little error there, and then you see them scrambling, looking for the
like,
clown.
Where's the big Kyle MacLaren? Because he's like, another big dude, right?
Oh, so, yeah. That was tough.
Wow.
But also, yeah. I was a little jealous because you have the number one on your shoulder because you were the first Sabres pick, everything, you know. I'm two picks later. I got a generic, like, generic, Sabres jersey.
Nothing on the back.
Like, 95. It's a 95 for the year. That's it. No name, no nothing. It was like, that guy, he's getting all the interviews.
Yep.
He's like popular. I'm just coming in behind.
The 16th overall, he gets the shade.
Still popular after all this time. Great NHL career, largely with the Sabres, and obviously now coaching still in the Ontario Hockey League. So as a head coach of draft-eligible players, what's it like when you're around these moments and these kids that you know so well and the excitement that it is on the horizon for them?
Yeah, it's just as exciting now for us, you know, seeing these kids go through it. Obviously, the experience for them doesn't compare. You know, it's a great day for them and a lot of hard work, sacrifices from them and their families growing up, putting on in all the hours. And it's a really rewarding day. And as a coach, you know, seeing these players, what they do every day, the commitment, and then just seeing their faces, you know, when they get drafted, it's pretty rewarding as well. You know, you feel good for them and the family. And so, yeah, it's fun being at these as a coach.
I know juniors have changed and the facilities have changed. Like when my junior team, our gym was like a 10x10 room with some dumbbells or whatever. And guys would, you know, and I remember when you were in Niagara Falls, you spent a lot of time at the laser tag. You were one of the best laser tag. Like, I don't remember what you...
I remember that, yeah.
What was your call name?
I don't even want to go there.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember if it was good enough. But I remember he used to show up and people would be scared. Oh, no. Yeah. So, but players don't do that anymore. Like, the junior players, they really spend so much hours training and preparing, skills coach, the gym, and all of that, right?
Yeah, no. You know, you think back, you mentioned junior. When I was in junior in Niagara Falls, when we walked into the dressing room, the bench press was right there. They had the barbell up, but we actually had coat hangers on the side. You walk in, you hang your coat on the – so there wasn't much working out back when in our days until you got to pro. And now it's all summer long. These kids are so committed. I mean, the game, they're bigger, faster, stronger. It's a different style game than when we played. But, yeah, the commitment, it's all year round, whereas we were – you know, we'd go – play different sports in the summer, take some time off, get back to skating in, you know, mid-August, right? We go to the Pepsi Center there, and we would get back into it. Now these guys are doing, you know, the edge work throughout the summer, the speed stuff on the ice. It's just different. Yeah, it's very different.
What about some of the kids that you coached and or coached against this year from the OHL, guys that come to mind that you think will have very special nights ahead here tonight? And, you know, obviously the Sabres are picking 14th, so... Mm-hmm. Maybe they land one of them.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I'd mentioned before we came on here, Adam Jurecek is a player that we drafted in our Euro draft. He could fall right around that that number, I think. Merrick Van Acker is a player that could go in the first round, a really good season for us this year. Obviously, you know, around the league, Zane Parekh, guys, really dynamic guys, Bonk. You know, there's just guys that, you know, are going to have great days. I think it's fun watching these players. Dickinson, you know, I think that's what I meant to say there. But a lot of good young talent. That Beckett Senecky from Oshawa is probably going to go pretty high. You know, Luchenko in Guelph, probably mid first round. So a lot of OHL guys. It's exciting to see these guys go, whether they play for us or not.
What do you like as a coach? Because you obviously started under Ted Nolan, had Lindy Ruff as a coach. Lindy's back in Buffalo. Who did you have in St. Louis? Was it Andy Murray then?
Andy Murray was there. Mike Kitchen started my first year.
In Pittsburgh?
Dan Bylsma.
Dan Bylsma. Yeah. He's back in Seattle.
Good for him.
What are you like as a coach? What have you taken from all of these coaches that you've had in your career?
Yeah, it's amazing. All exceptional coaches, but they all coach very differently. You know, Andy Murray was very, very detailed. You'd get the notes slipped under your door. Keith Tkachuk used to put towels under the door, so he'd try and slip the notes under, and they'd just cram up.
I got that at the World Championship for like 2 weeks, and it was okay. I can't imagine having that
full season
games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone, you know, Andy thought that the more detailed and understanding you are, and I get it. It was a little much for some guys. You know, some players ate it up.
Damn. So you don't do the sheet the night before?
I don't do the sheet the night before.
Or the email?
The texter?
I will get stuff out. Like, even in the summer, you know, when I'm watching the NHL stuff, I would send stuff to our players and quiz some of them for fun, you know. Yeah. And you know, just to see where their knowledge is at. And I think that's an assessment for us as coaches, too. If we're doing enough teaching throughout the year, they're going to know. And our players are spot on. It was great. You know, I think I take a little bit from everybody. You know, Lindy's a structured guy. I think Lindy early on was coached a little bit more through intimidation. Like, he was harder on guys, pushed them. And as the game evolved, he's evolved. And he also had to use VHS tapes, right?
That was different.
I mean, now you've got instant analytics. You have the computers where the game's on your computer right after. You can pull up certain things within the game instantly. So, coaches evolve, and you get more detailed with the systems and the structure. And I think for me, and then I'll say Bylsma brought a lot of entertainment and humor to the dressing room.
Disco Dan.
I'll give you one quick story on Dan. It was, I think, my second game for the Pittsburgh Penguins. This is my last year in the NHL, right? I'm 14 years into my career. I was a pretty serious player. I prepared, and I was focused before games. And we're in Long Island. Me and Mike Rupp were sitting in the dressing room, and all the other players were out stretching or doing something else. And there, I was sitting right next to a door from the change room area, the two rooms. And Rupper was over there, and the song "Smoke on the Water" came on, and you know, the guitar riff at the start. And out of the corner of my eyes, I'm taping my stick. Almost runs into me. Dan Bylsma, full suit, jumps, flies, lands on 2 feet, legs bent, and starts air guitar and "Smoke on the Water." Me and Rupper are like, all right, I like this guy.
Oh, yeah, this is our head coach.
I mean, he just won the cup the year before. He's probably feeling pretty good, pretty confident. He brought...
Well, let me ask you this.
A looseness.
How would you deal with a player whose alarm clock didn't ring and showed up to practice late? Because you may have had a couple of experiences that with Ted Nolan early in your career.
So my first year, I lived downtown. You know, and Teddy was pretty intense. I thought we were practicing downtown. We were out at Saberland, right? Okay. And you're looking at a 35-minute drive. So I got downtown with about 30 minutes, you know, ahead of when we were supposed to be there. I was well ahead of time, and there's no cars. I'm like, oh, no. So I ran inside. I'm like, and the security guy, is probably James, like, no, you're out at Pepsi Center. I'm like, oh, my God. So I hop in the car, and I'm, like, flooring it. I had a truck, pickup truck. I'm on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and I was legit thinking of...
You're going to, like, Hockey Outlet, so you're going to
Wheatfield.
It's
a long way to go, right? Yeah. And I was so terrified that I was really considering bumping into somebody at a red light, like just a little fender bender, just so I don't hurt anybody, but it's enough to have to pull over and just have a story, you know? But I'm, like, I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, I might get there. I got there right when I walked in, guys were sitting down to stretch with Dougie McKinney. So I got into my stuff really quick, got into the stretch. I'm like, I think I'm okay. Like, no one's asking or looking. So we start practice, get out there. First drill, Teddy pulls everyone to center ice and just reams me out. You know, gives it to me hard. Like, you want to be, all those things. And he's like, get off the ice. I want a 500-calorie bike ride within 20 minutes. And if you don't do it, you're doing it again. And I'm like, oh. Never late again.
Never late.
Never ever in my whole career. And, you know, I've told that story to some of my players who have been late. I'm like, I'm teaching you now because you don't want to go through what I went through when you move on. You know what I mean? Never late again. I was here like 20 minutes early.
You were. Marty didn't know, but I saw you over the call.
Yesterday, I said, what about 9:30? We're on between 9 and 11 Pacific time. Mm-hmm. He said, 10:30. Let's do 10:30. It's Vegas. We never know. This morning, first thing in the morning, hey, can we do 9:30? I'm like, well, we've already lined up guests, so 10:30. Yeah. He was ready early. Oh, like, he was in bed early. You were focused.
I know. I was dialed in for this. Love sitting in with you guys.
Tell us about your coaching career and just the goals that you have.
I love it. You know, I think when I first got into coaching, and I think a lot of players are like this, I wanted to be in the NHL tomorrow. Like, I wanted to be there and coaching at that level. And, you know, after a couple of years and just gaining a real appreciation for how much you learn every year and the experience you go through as a coach, the relationships you build, the experiences, whether good or bad, you know, I went from being fired as a coach to winning an OHL championship, and I probably gained more of being let go than winning a championship. You know what I mean? It's there's so much. So for me, no different than a player. I'd like to get to that level at one point in a head coaching capacity. I understand, I respect, and I have so much appreciation for what it takes to do that. And I'm committed to working as hard and as long as it takes to achieve that one day if someone, you know, believes in what I can bring. I love coaching at the level I'm at. A big thing for me is being close to my kids who are based out of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I have an 11-year-old son who's into hockey, and I want to stay close to him now as opposed to running off and jumping on a team just to do it at a higher level. I'm really grateful to work alongside and with incredible people in Brantford, from top to bottom. The staff, organization is top-notch, and you know, a big part of the desire to stay there is the people that I'm with. So really enjoy it. But, yeah, it's no different than as a player. The long-term goals are very similar.
What was it like watching your well, you were an assistant coach to Chris Knobloch with the Erie Otters, Connor McDavid. You were an assistant coach. You taught him everything he knows when it comes to skills and all of it, how to score goals. Yep. What was that like watching you as a coach now and seeing what Knobloch has gone through? Mm-hmm. He went to the NHL, came back to the AHL, now got the chance, and watching the run that he had in the final.
Well, he's worked very hard. He's a very detailed-oriented coach. Makes a lot of good adjustments on the fly within a game. Connor obviously was, you know, we would get caught as coaches in practice just kind of watching him at times. You know, he was doing things at that age, his last junior year, that we had never seen hockey players do, and we're still seeing it today at the top level. So, no, I'm happy. They're both really good people, hardworking, humble. And those are the kind of people that you want to see have success. So to see them reunited and have you know, a bit of a magical run, unfortunately, just come up a little short, which we've done before, and that's it's a hard pill to swallow. But I think for both of them, great experiences, something to grow from, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see them both at that on that dance again.
Real quick before we go, who's your favorite defenseman in the NHL right now?
Oh man, there's so many good defensemen. I couldn't pick one guy. No. There's so. I mean,
I just think it's amazing that on the heels of the awards last night, and Quinn Hughes wins.
Yes.
That Quinn Hughes wins in a world where we talk about Cale Makar so much.
Right.
And in Buffalo, we see the skill of Rasmus Dahlin, and on and on and on. You go down the list. And that's a testament to the year that Hughes had. Yeah. But I have such respect for how you played the game, and I love to know just how you view the game and how you view these incredible talents.
I would lean more, and I know it's not a Norris level maybe player, but like a Forsling. You know, like guys that just play. They're so hard to play against.
Now. Yeah. McAvoy, like pulling the names of the top six for the U.S. for the Four Nations faceoff, and Charlie McAvoy is on that list, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy that maybe you wouldn't expect to be the top first six picks, but McAvoy is that type of player.
Yeah, he's got the skill and ability, but plays hard too.
Yeah.
I think you need players like that to win championships. You know,
absolutely.
The guys that
go
under the radar a little bit, but play hard.
Well, good luck in your quest for your next championship, and obviously we greatly appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend in Vegas.
My pleasure. You too, guys.
Jay McKee, Sabres alum, with us here on Sabres Live. There's some news pertaining to Jake Guentzel and the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll delve into that when we come back on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's a shame we don't do 3 hours. per day when we are here for the draft in Vegas.
Sure, we can negotiate with Brownie and Tasker on that.
I'll bet we could. One Bills Live is coming up. But we will have immediate reaction tonight, of course, after the Sabres make their pick or do something incredibly newsworthy. We're up for all options, and when they do, we will be live on Sabres Social with reaction to that. Mm-hmm. Now, Elliot Friedman was just on the Pat McAfee show, and it certainly sounds like from that perspective and others that Jake Guentzel is going to take an 8-year deal with the Hurricanes. So not going back to Pittsburgh, not heading west, not, you know, so again.
Which means Marty Natchez trade talk could heat up now.
Absolutely.
Because they filled
in
that spot. Natchez is going to want out. So that's something to look for today.
Absolutely. And there's so much news. And as it pertains to the Sabres, obviously, follow all the Sabres social channels for that. To our crew here in Vegas, thank you. And thank you for watching. See you soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.